episode 383, Crush on You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy day, sisters. It's time to make a little bit of noise. So can you believe it? We are midweek, and it's coming closer to the weekend, and we've got some major things happening around the corner. There is no reason that you should not be excited and delighted for today. What are you up to? Are you just cruising along? Do you get a day off? Maybe the kids are absolutely driving you crazy, and you're pulling your hair out going, if I get any more grays, whatever shall I do? Just thank the good Lord for hair color. That's all I'm saying. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Come on in. It's time to just let your guard down for a moment. I want you to open up your heart because I got a crush on you. I do. There's this song called Girl Crush, and it's kind of an interesting song if you actually listen to the words. It's a country song. And when I was writing this particular episode, it brought back to mind, I was like, gosh, what do I name this? But the thing was, is not to focus that necessarily I have a girl crush on you, but we need to have a crush on ourselves. You need to have a crush on you. That means you love yourself unconditionally, no strings attached. You're going to make mistakes because why? Life happens. It's okay that life isn't perfect. That's how it's supposed to be. If it was perfect, you wouldn't be here on earth right now. And right now, you need to be here on earth because God's got a bigger plan for you. And maybe it's not working out like you thought the fairy tale that you had imagined. Because really, that usually doesn't happen. Those fairy tales are fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, eighth grade type of dreams. And we are just too young to know anything, really, then. We think we know it all. But then we grow up eventually, and maybe you've hit that growing up, that maturing stage, and you're like, oh, me have a crush on myself? I don't think so. Oh, yes, you need a crush on you. You've got to have that. You have to understand that with all the thorns and the thistles and the struggles and the troubles, you have to have a crush on you. Life is going to happen, and you have no control over the events that occur, but you do have control over how you love you. That means you got to have a crush on you. You need to feel good about being the person that you are. You are trying to do what's right for your family, for your life. You're always working for the ones that don't have a voice. Those little kiddos, yeah, you get frustrated with them. But you still do their laundry. Well, maybe you do your laundry too. You wish they could do their own laundry. And it doesn't get better the older they get. It just gets more messy. I thought they were messy when they were young. But oh my goodness, they just have more clothes and more things. And just there's so many more details the older they get. But when you are living life, you are helping them. You're helping your husband. You're supporting him. You're helping your sweetheart. Maybe you're not married and you're dating someone and you're totally in love with him. Well, you're supporting him by your actions, but the best way to support the ones you love is by having a crush on you. You see, you know, when you become frustrated and you're feeling beat down, you close your eyes for just a night and get back into the daily fight. That seems to be the whole routine of this world is we go out for the great big battle every single day. We close our eyes, let it disappear, and then we wake up to the daily fight again. The thing is it doesn't have to feel that way all the time when you have a crush on you. Even though your life isn't what you thought it would be, you're still in it. And you got to be in it to win it. In order to be in it to win it, you got to have a crush on you. Believe it or not, life could be rougher and tougher. So be grateful and go get that crush on you. You're so important in this world. I mean, really think about it. If you were to go through your day, just think for a moment. Let's walk through your day. Well, you get up in the morning. Okay, so besides doing the regular hygiene things that we have to do, like going to the bathroom and brushing our teeth and washing our face and maybe putting a brush through our hair. There's other things like we've got to make sure we got the breakfast for the children. Maybe you're even fixing the breakfast for the hubby and getting him out the door. Plus, you got to get ready. And then there's probably lunches to be made. If not that, it's dinner preparation because you're going off to work too. And you don't have all day to spend in the kitchen to have everything just waiting for you. So you've got to do all that prep work. So you get that all together. There's permission slips to sign. There's tennis shoes to tie, boots to put on, scarves and hats. And then you send them off. And then you're like, oh, wait, but then there's me. I need to eat something. Maybe you just grab a simple bar and run out the door. You barely remember your coffee and your water. You hope you got your purse. Oh, wait, left it in the car. Thank goodness for garages. And off you go. Then at work, you're sitting there taking care of all the projects and your coworkers, reporting to your boss. And if you work at home, well, you know, you got a bigger boss. Yeah, you. And sometimes working for you is the toughest job in the world. Once when work is all said and done, it's time to come home. But no. You can't stop that daily fight yet, can you? You got to pick up the kids at school. Oh, wait, and then they want to have some friends over to play. Then there's snack time. Why? Because they didn't eat enough for lunch. They were kind of picky. And so it's snack time. And they want you to spend time with them. And there's homework. And they've got questions. And then they've got their vocabulary and their spelling test they have to study for. And you're helping them with that. Oh, and then you've got algebra. And for some of you, maybe you're already up into trigonometry and calculus. And you're like, okay, I stopped it, you know, 2 times 2. I'm not going there. And so you have to take him to tutoring. Don't forget the meetings that you have. And then there's 3 activities also scheduled for the night. Finally, you get to come home and it's 7:30, 8 o'clock. The fight's not done yet, is it though? You keep going and you keep going. You got to feed him. Oh, and then the fight of what? Doing the dishes. Yeah. Who's going to do them if you don't? Maybe the kids. But they don't always do it right, and they're tired and crabby, so you just send them to bed. Eventually, you and your husband, well, your eyes meet for like only the second time of the day. You go in thinking you're going to have conversation, but instead you find yourself on your electronics, on your tablet and your phone. You sit there quietly with the noise of the news behind you, trying to see what the weather's going to be like, hoping for a snow day. And all of this to close your eyes so you can start it again. That's kind of how our life goes. And you're like, well, I thought you're supposed to motivate me here, Christiane. Yeah, I am motivating you. You're doing an awesome job. You're doing a fantastic job. What you do is a thankless job. Our kids don't understand that they need to really thank us for what we do. Our hubbies don't get it because, yeah, they really do take us for granted, women. They do. They don't mean to, but on the flip side, you do the same to them. You don't take care and say, thanks, honey, for being you. When was the last time that you picked him up and said, you know, I really appreciate all those long hours that you put in for putting up with me? You see, when you begin to have a crush on you, you see the good, bad, and ugly in a different way. And it actually becomes amazing. Your life can be indescribable through the thorns, through the thistles, through the struggles and the troubles. Be grateful and get that crush on you. Smile when you look in the mirror. Laugh when you make a stupid mistake. Shake and shrug when you're in disbelief. Remember to have a crush on you. This world wouldn't be the same without you. It's time that you love who you are and where you are. You're on a journey, and this journey is an amazing journey, and it's going to be a roller coaster at times, and you're going to have horrible tummy aches, and other times you're going to just be on this high that you just do not want to let go of. In order to have all of that, you have to have a crush on you. Life is worth living, and fighting the daily fight and the daily grind. Go out today and make it an incredible day. Go and have a crush on you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.